Welcome back to the Aryeh's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are concluding the second chapter of Maseches Bechoros and beginning the third. Mishnah Tes, the last Mishnah in Perek Bey, says, Yotze Dofen v'haba archarav. Now let's say that a sheep or a goat or some animal has a cesarean birth and then gives birth to an animal in the normal fashion after that. Rabbi Tarfon says, Shnehem yiru ad shiyistavu. He says both of these animals must be left to graze until they develop a mum, at which point they can then be eaten. V'yachelu b'mumon labalim. And once they develop a mum, then their owners can eat them. Rabbi Akiva Omer, but Rabbi Akiva says, Shnehem enam b'chor. Neither of these are a b'chor, halachically not the firstborn that must be given to a kohen. Harishon mishum she'eno peterechem. The first one, because it did not come out through the womb in the normal fashion. Vahasheni mishum shekidmu acher. And the second one, because it's not a firstborn, it has an older sibling. Let's take a look in the Bart Neuro. Yosei Dofen, a cesarean birth. Shenikra imo vahotziya ha'uber derech dafnoseha. So they cut the mother open and they take it out through her side. Vahaba acharav, and another one is born after. Hanolad acharav derech harechem. So the second one is born in the natural fashion. Yiru ad shiyistavu, they must both be left to graze until they develop a mum. D'misafek leila Rabbi Tarfon, I b'chor levlados kadish afal pi she'eno b'chor l'rachamim, kagon yotzei dofen, shehu harishon shenolad afal pi shelo peter hues harechem. So Rabbi Tarfon's in doubt whether the firstborn offspring is sanctified for terms of being the firstborn, just because it happens to be the firstborn, even though it didn't come out in the natural fashion. I b'chor l'rachamim kadish afal pi she'eno b'chor l'vlados, kagon haba achar yotzei dofen, shehu harishon shepeter es harechem aval eno b'chor l'vlados, shehari yotzei dofen kadmahu. Or perhaps it's the first one to come out in the natural fashion, even if it has an older sibling, as in the case of the one born after the cesarean. Umisveka shnehem yiru ad shiyistavu v'yachlu b'mumon labalim. So according to this doubt, he determines that both of them must be left to graze, and then when they develop a mum, they can be eaten by their owners. Deshema tarte be'inan b'chor levlados l'rachamim, ve'ein shum echad mehen kadosh. Because maybe both of these things are required, and therefore neither of them is really a b'chor. V'hamotzi mechavero olav haraya. And the kohen has to prove that one of these fits the criteria. So that's why the owners get to eat it eventually, and not the kohen. Rabbi Akiva, pshita lei detarvayhu be'inan. But Rabbi Akiva takes it for granted. To him, it's obvious that we need both of these things. It must both be the firstborn, and it must come out in the natural fashion. V'ein shum echad mehen kadosh. So in this case, neither of these animals is sanctified. V'halacha k'Rabbi Akiva. And the halacha does, in fact, follow Rabbi Akiva. That's the end of Perek Beis. Let's move immediately into Perek Gimel. Halokeach behema min hanachri. If someone buys an animal from a non-Jew, ve'en yodua im bikra ve'im lo bikra. And we have no idea whether or not it previously gave birth. Rabbi Yishmael says, Eiz bashnasa vaday lekohen. If it's a goat and it gives birth within a year of age, then it definitely goes to a kohen. Mikan ve'elech safek. But if it's older than that, we have a doubt, because it might have given birth when it still belonged to the non-Jew. Rachel bashtayim, vaday lekohen. And if it's a sheep and gives birth within the age of two, it definitely goes to the kohen. Mikan ve'elech safek. But older than that, maybe it gave birth previously. Para v'chamor, benos shlosh, vaday lekohen. And if we're talking about a cow or a donkey, and it gave birth within the age of three, then it definitely goes to the kohen. It couldn't have given birth earlier. Mikan ve'elech safek. But older than this, it's a doubt. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva responded to this. Ilu b'vlad bilvad behema nifteres. If an animal would only be exempt from giving the firstborn to a kohen because it previously gave birth, hayakid varecha, then it would be as you say. Ela amru simon havlad b'behema daka. But the sign of an offspring in a small animal, tinuf, is a discharge. Ubegasa shilya, and in a large animal, it's an afterbirth. Ubeisha shvir v'shilya, and in a human, it's either a shvir or an afterbirth. Now, what's a shvir? Let's look in the Bart Neuro. V'rabosai pershu, Reb Bartner says, my teachers explained, Chaktika shel basar sheyesh bat tsuras adam. It's a piece of flesh that has the shape of a person. So there are other things that can be expelled from the uterus that are not viable births, but they're signs of some activity there, and these would exempt an animal from giving the firstborn to a Kohen. So, since it doesn't have to be an actual birth, then Rabbi Kiva says to Rabbi Yishmael, the situation is not as you posit. Zehaklal, he states a general rule. Kol sheyedua shebikra, any animal that we know previously gave birth, ein kan lekohen klum, then the Kohen doesn't get anything. Bekol shelo bikra, and if we know that it never gave birth before, hari zeh lekohen, then the Kohen gets the firstborn male. Im suffake, and if we don't know whether or not the animal previously gave birth or had one of these other things expelled that would keep the offspring from being required to give to a Kohen, yachil b'mumo labalim, then the owners can eat the offspring when it develops a mum that disqualifies it from bechor status. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, and Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, Behemagasa sheshafa charadas dam, a large animal that expels a blood clot, Hare zo tikaver, the blood clot must be buried, the niftra min habachora, and then the animal is exempt from any firstborns that may come after it. They need not be given to a Kohen. Let's look in some of the Bartnuras on this Mishnah. Eiz bashnasa, if it's a goat within a year, sheyalda betoch shnasa, meaning it gives birth within that first year. Vadai, then it definitely goes to a Kohen. Oso havlad lekohen, that offspring must go to a Kohen, dekodem lachein lo yalda, because we know it couldn't have given birth previously. Safek, but if there's a doubt, meaning that it's older than that year, so it could have given birth previously. Yir ad sheyipol bo mum, it should graze until it develops a defect, v'yachal bo mum labalim, and then the owners can eat it after it has that defect. V'im safek peter chamorhu, and if this doubt arises with the firstborn of a donkey, mafrish tle v'hu shelo, then he should exchange it for a sheep, and the sheep belongs to him. And this is all what we discussed in the first parak. And let's skip to the end. Harezu tikaver, if the animal expels a blood clot, then the blood clot must be buried. Lehodia sheniftra min habachora, in order to publicize that this animal is exempt from firstborns. Sheharoa shekvura oso yodea shehaba acharav eno kadosh bebachora. So anyone who sees them burying this blood clot knows that any animal born after this would not be given to a Kohen as a bechor. V'halacha k'Rabbi Akiva, k'Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov. And the halacha in this Mishnah follows both Rabbi Akiva and the situation of Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov. All right, that's the end of Mishnah Aleph. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue the parak with Mishnayos Beis and Gimel.